audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be rehosted, reshared, re-uploaded on any other platforms without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy. Are you in here? There you are. I was looking for you everywhere. Yes, everyone's gone now. It's just you and me. Those parties are so boring. Especially when the two of them have to try and act like they actually still like each other. Why do you look so upset? Here, scoot over. Let me sit down with you. Is it because of what Mom and Dad told us? Look, I know that change can be kind of shitty, and our parents got married when you and I were both toddlers, so we've been together this entire time. I always thought that I would hate having a stepbrother, but honestly, you've been one of the best parts of this entire arrangement. So what if our parents actually hate each other? They gave me you. Like, my mom would have never had any more kids. I would have been an only child. And you know how bad I am at playing with myself alone. But then she married your dad, and I had a fun stepbrother. Come on, smile just once. They're horrid and they're awful, and they fight with each other constantly and live in separate wings of the house, and it's all very dramatic. But you and I have always had each other's backs. No, I understand. That is a legitimate concern. I'm sure your dad will want her to not spend as much time here, but that doesn't mean that I don't have to. Come on, your dad doesn't have a problem with me, he has a problem with my mom, and I don't know, he knows how happy I make you, right? Okay, that's a fair point. Your dad is kind of a bastard. Regardless, it doesn't have to mean things change between us. Just because parents fall out of love with each other doesn't mean that we have to. You know what I mean? Like, you know, sibling love, right? So, what are you doing tonight? Are you going to go do something fun? I mean, your dad just hopped off to the Hamptons for the weekend, and you have the entire house to yourself. What? Well, I got invited to a weekend barbecue, and there's a couple cute boys from school that are going to be there, and, why are you looking at me like that? What, I'm not allowed to have a little bit of fun? You know how stressful college has been for the both of us. We have to study nonstop, or my mom or your dad will ream us into next week for it. I mean, they did pay for us to go to a really expensive school. So, just tell me, who is it that you want to see this weekend? Is it one of the girls from your statistics class? Come on. You clearly want me out of the house, so I know you better than that. We have been step-siblings for well past a decade now. Of course I understand you. I mean, Or we could just stay home. You and me, I mean. We could do something fun together. Just us. Come on. I know you better than anyone else, and you look so stressed. I hate to see you stressed. I love you, and just because everybody else's lives around us are going mad doesn't mean ours has to. Stop. Scoot over. No. Just listen to me and scoot over. I remember that when I gave you that neck massage when we were on vacation last summer when you were having a panic attack, you totally calmed down. So, I'm gonna do it now. Thank you. It's so much nicer when you don't fight me. Okay. Now, just let it go. Tell me what you're really thinking. And I'll just put my hands here on your shoulders and massage. Oh my God. You're stressed. You have so many knots in your shoulders. I know. School is stressful for everybody. Sorry. I'm just trying to work this knot out of your shoulder. Go ahead, finish what you're saying. You're so tense. No, I'm listening. Keep going. Well, sometimes when I'm really stressed, I just have to put myself away from pretty much everyone, unless somebody's around that can help me, or to kind of act as like a guide through my de-stress process. You know what I mean? Oh, finally. Now, at least we got this knot out of your shoulder. That had to have been killing you, right? Look, I just hate seeing you get dicked around by people who don't really care about you. So yeah, you'll go to the party or you'll have people over, that girl from your statistics class, and you'll drink, and drinking will only make you feel worse about yourself in the long run. And for what? Oh my God, don't joke about that. Okay, fine, you're right. Yes, sexual activity can be a good stress relief. You're right. But, sorry. No, never mind. Don't worry about it. Really? You're going to make me say it? I just hate seeing my brother, my stepbrother, you, so scattered. And I want to center you. Look, I could be completely off the mark and you can tell me to fuck off if I am, but I want you. I have for a while, and it kind of makes me feel a bit weird, but not because we're not actually related. We're completely separate in that regard. So while it may seem a bit taboo to be in love with your stepbrother, I think that I am. I think it would be different if we were related and I'd have to find a way to work through it or deal with it, but we're not. So this whole thing with our parents and their divorce has made me realize how much I don't want to lose you. Things between us don't have to change, like I said. It could grow. It could be different, in fact. Or it could be our secret.
No one has to know. No one's ever around to know. You know that we've essentially raised each other. So, what's the difference in doing this? I find you way more attractive than any other guy that I've ever fooled around with. And I would hope that you feel the same. Or maybe you don't. And I've just completely put my foot in my mouth and... Okay, you should probably talk now. What? You want the same thing too? Is that why you've progressively gotten more and more hard while I'm rubbing your neck? We can start out slow, you know. I don't think that I'm ready to go all the way today, but there's other little things that we can do with each other that will, A, make us feel better, and B, work out this very cruel tension that we've been building between each other for the past few years. How does that sound? Do you want to help each other just a little bit? You like it when I run my hands down your shoulders like this? Feels good, doesn't it? You should be appreciated and made to feel wanted and loved because you are. Your body is magnificent. I love how you feel under my hands. And it's nice to be able to just do this. I have to admit, for the past year when we would see each other in passing, coming home from school or coming home for family events, that hugging you has always been my favorite. Feeling you pressed up against me. I love it. And how about if I put my hand here? On your cock like that through your pants. Oh, you're twitching. You're so hard. Feels good, doesn't it? You know what would feel even better? Do you want me to show you? Scoot over then. I'm just going to get up and... No. You stay there. Just let me get on my knees in between your legs. Stop looking so worried. I told you no one's home. And even if they were, it's kind of fun to imagine getting caught, isn't it? It's not like they can be that upset with us. We aren't blood related. So go ahead. Your pants down. I want to see that cock that I've been wanting for so long. Oh. Fuck. So perfect. That's exactly how I thought it would be. And I'm having the exact reaction that I thought I would. My mouth is watering and I really want to put my mouth on it. Can I do that? Can I put my mouth on your hard cock? Please? Yeah. I'm so glad that you said that. Such a good boy. Mm-hmm. taste so good. You don't know how long I've been waiting to do this. Does it feel good when I lick the tip like this? Slowly taking you in my warm, wet mouth. A cock like this deserves to be appreciated for all that it is. Oh. That's it. Put your hands in my hair. Do you like that? Do you like when I look up at you like this while I suck your cock? Oh, God. You're already leaking pre-cum. So fast, though. I don't want you to come yet. I want us to come together. Don't you want to touch me, too? Yeah? Alright. No, stay back. I'm just gonna pull my dress up and slip these panties off. Sit down on your lap like this. And if I just angle myself and lean back against your chest, I can wrap my hand around your cock. And you can undo that. Slide your hand between my legs. Doing that while I stroke your cock. This is how it should always be, you know? Us doing this with each other and no one else. That's it. Rub your fingers slowly in circles on my clit. While I pump your cock. Nice. Oh, please. Please slip your fingers inside me. I need it. Fuck. And you know, from right here, they could kiss me. You wanna kiss me? Grinding my ass into you. Come on. Please come with me. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, so good. Do you feel how much I needed you? Yeah. I don't know about you, but I feel better. That sure beats going to parties, don't you think? You even feel less tense now. You know, we can take it further when you're ready. We're not in a rush. I'm happy knowing that you love me back and that you feel the same way. So despite what happens to our parents, we'll always take care of each other, won't we? You're the best stepbrother ever. Feels odd saying that. But I think boyfriend is too soon. Besides, it's kind of fun fooling around as step-siblings, isn't it?